For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Health departments are asking people who test positive for the coronavirus to warn friends, family, and coworkers themselves. Cole County Health Department Director Christy Campbell announced the county's do-it-yourself effort last month, saying it was taking officials 5 to 7 days to learn of positive tests, and that tracers weren't always getting the information necessary to call people. Health officials say DIY tracking is not ideal, but with infections and hospitalizations soaring nationwide, it's likely the most effective way to reach people who may be at risk. Health officials say it's taking too long before tracers learn of positive tests. What's more, many people won't pick up the phone or refuse to answer questions when tracers call. Sometimes there are simply too many positive tests to call everyone. Officials fear transmission will only get worse as people gather for the holidays. A top St. Louis health official is warning that doctors and nurses are becoming exhausted as the virus surges and that the tempo gives them, quote, little room to maneuver. Dr. Alex Garza leads a pandemic task force of 22 hospitals and says an average of more than 100 COVID-19 patients have been admitted every day to those hospitals for over a month. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the hospital's intensive care and medical units are about 85% full on average. St. Louis startup GenieCast is helping take corporate holiday parties virtual this year. As Corinne Ruff reports, the company recently curated an interactive party that included live celebrity entertainment.
Software is softer than you want it to be. Then come on down to Get Down There.
That's Todd Packer from the sitcom The Office, otherwise known as David Koechner. He performed the sketch riffing on local IT consulting company GadelNet for their holiday party earlier this month. CEO Nick Smirelli says the virtual event was worth it to make everyone laugh during such a difficult year. He also sent boxes of swag and wine to employees' doorsteps. But post-pandemic, he says he probably wouldn't do it again.
While I think technology can solve a lot of problems, and I'm totally biased as a technology CEO, it doesn't replace live banter face-to-face, especially at a holiday party format.
He says some traditions are just better left in person. I'm Corinne Ruff.
Kansas City officials have created a commission to advise them on policies affecting the city's LGBTQ citizens. The city council voted Thursday to create the commission, which will include community members appointed by the mayor and council. Supporters said the commission will advise on issues such as economic opportunities, health, safety, and quality of life. The legislation creating the commission had stalled for weeks as officials disagreed on whether it should work with the council or report to the Human Rights Commission. Supporters say the new commission was meant to advise the council, while the Human Rights Commission investigates specific instances of discrimination. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.